Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Why do we suck so much?
1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. We call it the Fan Sports Network. And
yeah, technology and stuff.
We're having a great time out here. Ready. Coming up in this hour of the show, everybody can point their anger to one man, and will it continue tonight? We'll get to that.
Whoa.
He's guilty. He's responsible for what happened last night. We all know that he is. Drip. Will the Mariners bounce back? Is there a pucker factor in the Soto Mojo world? How we feeling? We'll get into game four of the ALCS.
That's a good poll question.
Where's your pucker?
Is there a pucker factor in the Soto Mojo?
If I were a Mariner fan, I would have permanent pucker.
Nah.
Until the pucker goes away.
Nah, dude, I'm going out, guns a-blazing. I'm 300. I'm standing with the arrows slaying at me. What are you going to do? There's only 300 of us.
You can't hurt me anymore. I've already been, all I've known is pain my entire life. Is the NLCS over? We got a couple of senior citizens playing on Thursday Night Football tonight. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of this radio program. Are you gentlemen ready to make your big pack picks? Well done, Casey. Well done.
Kicking myself, dude. Could have had an undefeated weekend.
You could have.
I almost took the Indiana thing, and
should have. We all took Oregon, all went over on that one.
Yeah.
Swag and I took it in the shorts last week. We were both 1-3.
You guys have been objectively, like, pretty bad at this year.
Hey, I'm 500, bitch. Yeah. Okay? Just stick that in your pipe and smoke it. All right? Why don't you worry about your picks? I'll worry about my picks.
That's my record.
I'll get to it in a second, you jackass. We all took Washington. No, we did not. Swag took Ole Miss. You and I took Washington State. They covered 32.5. They damn near won the game.
I just want to ask, like, I'm not acting like I saw that. 32 is just so many points.
That was a lot of points. I took Rutgers on Friday night whiffed, although I felt great when they were up 10-0. I thought, hey, they could cover that. I don't know if they're going to win, but they're up by 10. Should be up by 13-17. They're going to cover this spread, and they did not cover that spread. So I whiffed on that one. I, for some dumb reason, took Oregon State. What was I doing? Why didn't you stop me? And then I tried.
I literally tried. It was 2.5. I said, you guys do that at buyer beware. And everybody thought they were winning that game last week.
So, season standings, here's where we're at. Sprager 14-8 after a 3-1 weekend.
Ooh, buddy.
I am 11-11, kissing my sister. Was above 500, no longer after a 1-3 week. Swag is down to 6-16, or the producer chair, should we say.
6-16.
Because Casey's partly responsible for this, too.
I do take some fault in those picks.
Some of those picks are Casey's picks.
Yeah.
6-16. That's pretty bad.
Still blank.
Here we go. First up, are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Start your engines. 9 a.m., the Big Nooner. You excited for the Big Nooner early on in your Saturday morning?
I always like the Big Nooner.
Bacon, go whoop some ass.
I'll probably be waking up by the time this game starts because Saturday's my sleep in day.
You going to sleep until 9 a.m., roll out of bed, watching football?
I try to.
Okay.
Because I got to wake up extra early this Sunday for Nottingham Forest.
God.
4:30 a.m. pitch.
Happened to you. Washington is on the road at Michigan. Michigan, 6-point favorite against the Huskies in the Big House.
It's a tough one, man. This is a must-win game for Michigan. They have the big uglies up front, both lines. Also a little banged up.
They are a little banged up.
Their coach might be desperate. He's cosplaying right now.
He's in army fatigues.
Here's where I worry.
He's going to dress up like a chef for the game on Saturday and go cook the Huskies.
He might. Here's where I worry, okay?
Here's the situation.
I worry a little bit that Jed Fish is starting to get phone calls from agents.
Uh-oh, wandering eye.
Not him, but like, hey, Jed, just got a phone with Scott Strickland, Florida AD.
How'd you feel about living in Gainesville again?
Should I keep talking to him?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. I get a little worried.
Okay.
This is stuff that plays a factor behind the scenes a little bit. We should be worried collectively. Bow down, Wolverines.
Ooh.
Give me plus six.
He's Washington. Casey, where are we going? Huskies or Michigan?
I think I'll take the Wolverines plus the points.
Okay. Minus the points.
Minus the points.
Yeah. Minus the points.
It's okay.
Yeah, your favorite.
Do you gamble, Casey?
Is a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit here
and there. A little taste, a little action here and there.
What are you a gambler on? So how old are you, first of all?
24. Just turned 24.
I'm going to guess what you gamble, because everybody else your age and a little, just a smidge older, you guys are big, like, UFC gamblers.
Yeah. You called it.
Every weekend, every Saturday, that's
dude.
That's
you're gambling
betting.
The UFC fights.
I'm always
they love the UFC. These 20 to like the 34, 35 year olds. They love the UFC. Nothing wrong with that either. But
no.
I picked up
Keeps
on
their own. This is a difficult one. I don't know how to feel about Michigan anymore. How do you get bullied in the line of scrimmage by USC?
Good game.
Like, it's one thing to lose the game. I'm not surprised USC won the game. That was not really even close. I am scared of Underwood. The only thing that keeps me coming back is a twofold. One, speaking of USC going on the road, you know who else has had their troubles on the road? Washington has had an issue. Last time they went on the road, they were down 20-0 in the third quarter to Maryland. Now, they had an historic comeback and won that game. You ain't playing Maryland this weekend, folks. And the game is a 9 a.m. West Coast kick.
Are you playing a team worse than Maryland? I don't know. Some are saying.
Some might have that thought.
He dressed up as a general, dude.
He did, I know.
He wore real military gear.
The cosplay made me come really close to taking the Huskies here. The cosplay nearly pushed me over the edge to taking the 6 points. But because it's sub a touchdown, like you tell me it's...
No, I get it.
A touchdown, I'm going to do it. Give me Michigan to cover. Washington and USC to me are in the same category of, like, I know what they're capable of home. I know the talent that they have in certain positions on the field. You just got to go prove you can do it on the road. And so I need to see that from Washington this weekend. Until I do, I'll take Michigan plus the six. Next one up.
Minus the six.
Thank you. He screwed me up, too. What are we doing? Next one up on the Big Pack Picks will be my Oregon Ducks. 3:30 on Saturday. They are going on the road to Piscataway. Game's on the Big Ten Network. The line on this game right now, according to Ainlin A, our closest book where you can go gamble it, 17.5. Oregon minus 17.5 on the road.
God, that's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
I can't believe I'm doing it. That's just so many points. Ducks minus 17.5. I think this is a... And it has to be, right? Like, 17-point win versus a 17.5 number cover. Like, those are different.
38-21 win. Are we coming away saying what's wrong? Or
maybe it's Northwestern 2.0. But there has to be some level of, we are going to show America we haven't lost it. Focus. I think Rutgers can throw. Who have they thrown against? Are they the greatest of secondaries? Oregon certainly has their fair share of questions. But I think the defensive line finally plays disruption here the way we thought they would a little more against Indiana. They were disruptful, but I thought it'd be a little more. I'm going to take Oregon to lay the big wood here.
Okay. Casey?
I like the under in this one. For some reason, I think this is going to be a really big defensive game, especially after, I think, the linebacker struggled against Indiana last week. I think it'll be a big week for Betcher and Nixon. I think it'll be... I'm taking the under in this one.
You can't take the under in the game.
You got to take a side.
You got to take a side.
Look at us making you do something.
We got to hold your feet to the fire.
Come on. I'm taking the Ducks.
Taking the Ducks?
All right.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
I'm going to do it. It's not even like a reverse psychology thing. A
lot of points.
It's just a lot of points. Yeah. And you're flying 3,000 miles away. I mean, you're going all the way to the other pocket of the country. I think Oregon's the kind of team, when they come to town, it's a bit of a Super Bowl for the opposing fan base. Like, Rutgers fan base, I'm sure, will be up for this game and a night game, and the environment should be pretty decent. I think Oregon will win. I'd be shocked if they lost the game. The can of whoop-ass game that I more circle is coming home and playing Wisconsin and tie-dye. Like, that should be 75-0.
That should be your Larry Bird left-handed game.
Yes.
You don't have to try to win that game by 20.
We're going to run the ball every play and see if you can beat us, and we're still going to win by 40. That's how
Garoppolo.
That's how it should look. 17.5, you tell me they win by 17, I'm not surprised. Or if there's a backdoor cover, late game, long travel, I'd love to see him open that can up, but I'm going to take Rutgers plus the 17.5 here. Next one up, once again going on the road against a ranked opponent, once again a big underdog. Speaking of 17.5, Washington State at Virginia is ranked. Did you know Virginia's ranked?
Yeah.
17.5, Virginia minus 17.5.
It's a tough one, man, because the Cougs might have given everything they have on upset alert stuff in that Ole Miss game.
Jimmy Rogers.
So now I'm wondering, like, one, what was travel like for them?
Going to Oxford, coming back,
Oxford,
and then going back.
And
yeah.
Then you're going to Virginia. Like, I almost wonder if you're Rogers, do you toy with the idea of staying and just pack for 2 weeks, boys?
I wonder if our old boss is going to be there. He's down there in Charlottesville area.
I don't feel great about my picks so far, and I don't feel great about this one. I'm going to take the Cougars plus the 17.5.
Okay, Casey?
I like the Cougars plus the points here, too. I think what they did against Ole Miss last week was a bit of a shocker for college football teams, and I think that they'll put up a good fight against Virginia.
Had to have built some confidence internally to do that, right?
Like, I'd imagine. 100%. I'll add one more caveat here to this conversation. I, too, will take Washington State plus the 17.5. I just, like, they almost beat Ole Miss last week. I think part of that was a look-ahead spot. That doesn't exist for Virginia in this game. I don't think Virginia's very good.
Really?
I'm just going to give you that take. Like, the fact that Virginia is the 18th ranked team in the country, what are we doing?
I mean,
what are we doing? How is their resume better than Washington's? We propped them up because
they beat Florida State.
Where's Florida State ranked right now? Riddle me that, Batman.
Oh, easy. First of all, Robin. All right.
We reacted to them beating a top 10 team, which at the time looked like a great win. You know who else has beaten Florida State since then? Everybody that's played them. So your best win is a double overtime game in which Deuce Robinson might have caught that pass and you probably should have lost, but I digress. You beat William and Mary in Coastal Carolina non-conference, and your other conference wins was a field goal win against Louisville and Stanford, and you lost it to NC State? I don't think Virginia's the 18th best team in the country, and I think Washington State probably not going to win the game, although nothing would surprise me at this point. I'll take them plus the 17.5. Hard to do it back-to-back weeks, but give me the Cougs. Last but not least, a little Pac-12 after dark on Saturday night,
I would
folks.
Argue least. The whole last but not least. No. This is last for the most obvious reason.
Well, it's last because it's last on the calendar
of
a 7 p.m. kick.
Of all these games.
Night game, baby.
Stop it.
It took me a while to find the line for this game, but one does exist. There's only one book that you can gamble on. I think it's FanDuel has a line.
Yeah.
No other book has a line on this game because Lafayette is a Lafayette. Oregon State, according to FanDuel, favored by 22.5 at home against Lafayette.
Why does that smell like it's just not going to happen?
Because they're 0-7. It smells terrible.
Casey, you were more recently on the campus. How no energy, how no juice is this game on campus got to be? It's got to be... I don't know if I ever in my life as a student had a week that felt this hopeless.
Nickel State last game? Yeah, that wasn't hopeless, but in terms of an irrelevant opponent, they played Nichols in the last game of the season once.
Dude, they weren't down and out like this.
Not like this.
This is... They haven't been this bad since 1991.
The mighty Lafayette Leopards.
Casey, what year were you born?
2001.
They haven't been this bad since 91.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. They're coming off a 62-24 win over Bucknell. The Fighting Leopards coming to town this
weekend.
Give
me the Leopards. Plus points.
Give me the Beavers.
Yeah!
We need one.
Yeah!
The coach is gone. I think we're trending in the right direction finally.
If Akey loses this game, you immediately strike his name from
Dude,
that
coach. Dude, you fire him,
interview.
Too. If you lose a Lafayette, you fire him, too. He's an interim. It doesn't matter. Go get another one. There's other guys on the staff.
Clean house.
Yes. They just do this every week until they win.
Shutter the program if you lose this game. There's no point. Give me the Beavs, baby.
Don't do it.
Give me the Beavs.
Don't do it.
Fired coach effect. They'll come out here on fire. This is the weekend. They get a win. There you go, our Big Pack picks. Every Thursday, award-winning segment. How dumb are we? We'll find out next Thursday. Actually, we'll find out on Saturday, and
then
we'll joke about it next Thursday. There you go. Hey, let's all blame this guy together. And where is the pucker? That is next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, welcome back in. Just went tinkle during the break. Not a Wayne, but a P. And the firm Harrison Meringue out there getting ready. They're coming up top of the hour.
I don't think we needed to separate whether that was a Wayne or a P. I think
Wayne could be here. Wayne could be here. You never know. Wayne could be walking around.
I don't think Wayne likes me.
Yeah, Wayne doesn't like you.
And I like Wayne.
I like Wayne too.
It just hasn't also.
We had lunch with Wayne one time. He's a delightful guy.
He did, yeah.
He jumped in a cooler with us one time many moons ago.
He did, yeah.
That was back in the glory days.
Yeah.
That happened. Well, Mariner fans, are you ready?
Get the f*** out of here. Hey, babe, do me a favor. Tighten up.
Are you stupid or are you stupid?
Anything you'd like to say for yourself? Anything like you'd like to say publicly? Any apologies you'd like to give out? Mariner fans are giving you a, why don't you keep your name out my mouth?
Are you talking to me or George Kirby? Did I pitch yesterday?
Yeah, it looked like you on the mound. Yeah, kind of looked
did
like
I only
you.
Score
yeah.
two runs until the eighth inning?
That was you
Is
out
that
there.
Me?
That was you out there serving up meatballs.
Did I go in the did I go in the locker room and tell them to wear white uniforms when they've won two games with turquoise?
Y'all ain't never had to do that.
I'm sorry a lot of you are new to this.
Y'all don't do that.
Welcome to that playoff baseball life, baby. It's pressure-packed every single day. You've accomplished nothing as an organization. Stay the course.
Is it still over?
It's still over.
Still over? Okay. That's at Brandon Sprague. I love how I now am getting roped into this, too, where I think a listener texted in.
You're mad at Dan Wilson, not me. I mean, I am not doing anything.
Somebody texted in earlier was like, if they lose this series, I'm holding you guys accountable for this. And I'm like, whoa, you guys. Whoa.
Welcome to my Blazer life.
Guilt by association.
That show hates the Blazers. I heard it the other day, and they crapped all over Young.
What? Somebody said we crapped on Young?
I'm just hypothetically saying.
What? Like, I think I've been cheery. I've been happy dirt lately.
I honestly, all jokes aside,
we got orange chicken coming to the Moda, dude. I'm fired up. Jody's on the way out. Good times are ahead.
The Blazers are involved in a one and only prop bet of all the teams in the NBA. I'll tell you what it is. I don't want to railroad your Mariners.
Okay,
segment,
we don't have to railroad.
But
okay.
I'll hold it and
hold
I'll tell
that.
You.
Hold it.
Because it was brought to my attention by our friend. And I went, oh my God. And he goes, I literally have checked. I can't find another prop bet that has this in the entire league.
I mean, this, I don't know if he once said, this feels like a repeat of they're really happy to be playing the Mets situation all over again. That is valid. That I would like to say that that comment, and I'm just an innocent bystander here, just, you know, trying to enjoy some playoff baseball. Turning on the games, watching some ball with my buddies.
You can be mad at me because I'm coming from a cocky, brash perspective, having a World Series ticket winner on the M's. You are not absorbed of anything. You, at every possible turn, crap on them.
If
they lose this series, you'll be mad at me, guys. You know who you'll really hear from it. That guy.
If my family group chat goes off again today, I'm gonna snap my phone in half. If people in my family, if I don't even have your phone number and somehow I'm in a Mariner group chat with people who have never uttered the word Mariner to me in 37 years, they all became 12s for like 16 months. They caught on in the back half of the first Super Bowl run and then died off after the throwing at the 1 yard line.
What are they, dinosaurs?
None of them have mentioned the Seahawks to me since then. They went the way of the dodo. They disappeared. Mm. They are extinct. And if I know that's going to happen with the Mariners, they don't ever bring up the Mariners. Now, all of a sudden, in game three of the ALCS, I got like 847 texts from family members yesterday about the Mariners. So that tells you how I feel.
That was tough yesterday.
That was brutal, dude. They hit a two-run shot in the first inning. It felt like, here we go.
The momentum felt real.
The crowd is jumping. Yeah. Randy Johnson threw out the first pick. We got the lead. The first pick. The first pitch. Everything was great. And then
George Kirby threw a pick.
And then the third
and then another
inning
pick.
Happened.
And then they just kept, hammering.
Then they went, we want the ball and we're going to score. And we're going to win.
It just.
Pick six.
They ended up with, how many hits did they end
Eight,
up with?
I think, somewhere there.
The M's? I'm talking about the Blue Jays.
I don't know how many they had.
They scored, was it 12, right?
I believe so, yeah. I turned the game off. When Vladdy hit the home run, I stopped watching.
Five home runs?
Yeah, that was it.
By themselves, they had five home runs.
I got better stuff to do. Yeah. So where's the pucker tonight, Bob? Is it still over?
I think if you're being honest with people that are truly bleeding, true blue stuff, if the Schultzes of the world.
Out of this world.
Well, I want to ask you
if
this.
You're a real diehard Mariner fan.
So the equivalent would be you went down to Eugene to do a radio show because you're going to a Duck game, weirdly, during the weekday.
Okay.
Like, where's Luke Anderson right now? He has to do a radio show from Seattle offices.
Yeah. Somewhere on I-5 right now, probably.
And then go to that game.
Yeah.
Tyson Alger said, I'm going to my first playoff game today. I'm so excited. And he watched him just get.
Although, if you did contemplate, should I buy tickets for game 3 or game 4, and you ended up deciding game 4, at least you feel good. I don't know if they're going to win or lose tonight, but that would have sucked to be there last night.
I'll say this. All that was said to me yesterday in the office by a certain somebody I referenced was, can't win the series in game 3. And I went,
Well,
now you can't win in game 4 either.
No, you can't. Although, if they would have won game 3, the series would have been over. We've seen, one team in the history of baseball come back from a 4-0 deficit one time? Like, I just...
3-0 deficit? Yeah.
3-0.
4-0 deficit would be impossible.
Did I say 4-0? I'm all over the map right now.
It's okay. Where would you be right now if this...
I'd be terrified. I'd be pooping my pants if I were a Mariner fan. I would have pooped my pants the entire time if I were a Mariner fan. Like, every game of the playoffs, I'd be pooping my pants. But today would be a double pooping. It'd be a morning pooping and a pregame pooping. How are you not terrified? You know your history. You were so close that you can taste it.
Yeah, but
it's
like,
right there again within your grasp. Dirt. And if I would have told you 24 years ago you're not going to go to another ALCS for 25 years, you would have never believed me. If I would have told you you're never going to go to the playoffs again for another 20 years, you would have never believed me. Nothing is guaranteed in this sport, and we all learn that the hard way as fans. You are 2 wins away from going to the World Series. And if you lose again tonight, all that momentum you got in Toronto has disappeared. If you win tonight, all is forgiven from last night because Toronto's not coming back from down 3-1.
But, like, for everything you just cited that's not incorrect, I understand you can point to trophy. What have the Blue Jays done in your lifetime?
Nothing. I'm not saying they shouldn't feel the same way. We're just doing a show where there's more Mariner fans than there are Blue Jay fans. If I'm in Toronto, I'm terrified the entire time, too. Mm. They lost the first 2 games of the series at home.
Who's not terrified right now? Dodger fans?
Dodger fans not terrified. Although Swag would tell you he's terrified, but he's also lying, and he's a jackass.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very rare to be a sports fan where you're not terrified.
You got to be terrified. That's the beauty of sports. You got to embrace being terrified, but also if you lose tonight,
You think Chiefs fans were terrified going into the Super Bowl?
No, because I think there's a level of winning that eliminates being terrified. I think there's a level of winning that you can get to. Like, Alabama fans, I don't think were terrified going into any big game at the end of the Saban era, just because it's Nick Saban. You're not scared of anything.
Have we?
Now, yes, I'm saying when Nick Saban was the head coach. Nick Saban was the head coach, you were not terrified going into games.
You think these people lived their life every week?
Yeah, after winning seven national championships? Terrified? Yeah, after winning seven national titles? Yes.
The honeymoon.
Not losing more than one game in any season for like 15 years? Yeah, I think they lost that. I think that's why they're reacting this way, because they forgot what it felt like to
Didn't
not
they lose
have
multiple games the year they made it last Saban's last year.
They lost one game of the regular season. I think they were 11-1.
Oh, okay.
And then they won the SEC. They were 12-1. And that's why they went over Florida State.
I think these people operate differently than what you say, but that's okay.
I think if you win enough in any level of any fan base, it's killed from you.
But I don't think you also don't want to lose it. That's what you also get.
I got this way
of.
As a Giants fan. When they won the second World Series, I felt invincible the next time they went to the playoff. I ended up being proven right. They won the World Series three
Didn't
times in 5 years.
Didn't they make the playoffs in between their
In
World
between
Series
both
titles?
Years. But every time they made it, I'm saying it's different in the regular season. I'm saying when you're in the playoffs, I was like, dude, they're going to win. I was that way until they lost to the Cubs. You know who jinxed my team in 2016? You know who jinxed them and ended my dynasty?
I wonder who could have done that.
Who has the ability on this show to do that to fan bases and teams?
Who got you a Duck jersey?
The Giants, that has been cursed for 10 years. It's been cursed. I haven't been able to wear it. I can't wear it for big games. I'm sorry, Mariner fan. It's all coming full circle right now.
Tough news, because Steelers can't lose tonight. It's impossible. The Bengals
don't you dare.
Are atrocious.
Don't you dare.
If the Bengals and Blue Jays win tonight, all I'm saying is Kyle LaBoscia still around? Does he still do investigative pieces for KGW? Because if he is, we need Kyle LaBoscia on the scene.
If you, LaBoscia or Boshi?
Boshi? Which way is it? I can't remember.
I think it's E.
If he's still there at KGW, get him on the phone. Okay? My team lost the first two games in Chicago, came back,
I'll never forget this.
Won game three.
Yeah.
In game four in San Francisco, they're on the brink of winning the game and going back to game five in Wrigley. And at this point, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to do it again. They came back from down 2-0 to the Reds. They won. I'm
so
like,
you're thinking what I'm thinking.
And then Sprague Tex said, oh my God, your team's going to win another World Series going into the ninth inning, aren't they? And they were up 6-1 and they gave up 7 runs in the top of the ninth inning and lost. And they have not won a playoff series since then. That was in 2014. It's a long time ago. So, we'll see. Will the theory hold tonight if the Blue Jays and the Bengals win?
Dude, you got a good track record of
Kyle,
jinxing people.
Kyle, we're calling you. You're on the phone, Kyle, if the Bengals and the Blue Jays win. Let's get to a little Thursday Night Football. Also, is the NLCS done? That just feels good. Is anybody excited to watch the NLCS today? Is there any juice in that series for people?
I don't have a lot of juice. I think I might be more excited for Bengals Steelers.
I think I am too, which is sad to admit, but I think I am too.
Here we go.
There
we go.
We'll get to that on the other side. First, here's all of us with a FUP date. All right, welcome back in. 9:39, almost done here on our Thursday. We'll send you off to the firm of Harrison Moran coming up top of the hour. Big Football Friday show tomorrow. Excited for it. We'll have thoughts on all the games and all the weekend activity. Is there any excitement for the NLCS today?
So I have a great Blazer betting prop.
Oh.
Now, this was brought to my attention.
That's how little excitement there is over the NLCS.
Ask me who the starters are for the two teams.
Actually, the Brewers have not even named a starter for tonight's game.
Okay, so Pancake Murphy hasn't even figured that out.
He is not. Glasnow starting for the Dodgers.
Yeah, there you go.
Do we know a Brewer starter? Does Casey know?
No, they said just something about going through the bullpen and utilizing Quintana in the bullpen. Multiple arms.
No one cares!
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Here is a Blazer prop bet that, to my knowledge, via our good friend Eric Gunderson.
Gundy. Live from the toilet, Gundy.
Pointed out to me yesterday.
Yeah.
We are the only team in the association tied to this prop bet.
Okay.
This does not exist anywhere else. There is a prop on DraftKings that you can find, and it says, who will average more points? Ant Simons, Shaedon Sharpe.
What?
You can basically bet against the two...
What are the odds?
Polarizing guards. One formerly of the Blazers. I think it's minus 115 Ant, and I think it's minus 105 Shea.
Oh, okay, so I'm not getting plus money on either side of it.
No, but see, you're not doing this bet for minus or plus money. You're doing this bet out of one, you want to be right,
yeah.
And two, F that guy or F that guy. And that's a delightful prop bet to have.
So let's see, last year... Let's see what the totals were last year.
Ant had a terrible year.
He did. Will he have a bounce back year?
He very well could. I've always thought the Celtics were going to be better than people think they are.
And Shaedon was not. Points per game wasn't terrible for him. His 3-point shooting was terrible. Your difference last year, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Now, about a minute per game difference.
Okay. I think we talked about this once.
We did.
Yeah.
19.3 points per game for Anthony Simons.
Mm-hmm.
And your number for Shaedon Sharpe was 18.5. So they were separated by less than a point.
Yeah.
On the entirety of the season.
Yeah.
Shaedon played in 72 games. Anthony Simons played in 70 games.
Who would you bet? I watched the Celtics last night, and I'll tell you.
Who's all out for this? So Tatum's out for the year, right?
Brown got hurt last night, but they're not overly concerned about that.
Okay. Who else is gone? I mean, I can't remember who the hell's still there anymore. Is Derek White still there?
Derek White's still there.
Okay. Did they lose anybody else in the offseason other than Drew Holiday?
Like Luke Kornet is a Spur.
I guess Horford's gone, right?
Horford's a Warrior. Okay, Kornet is gone. A Spur.
Okay.
Nothing like... And Horford matters, right? He's a veteran presence who's good.
But they were going to take a step back either way without Tatum for the year. That was the kind of thought and expectation.
Here's my thing with it. I think their coach and Brown and, like, Peyton can get a bucket. I think they can be a four seed in the East.
Is Anthony Simons starting or coming off the bench? Is there any intel on that yet?
I believe he is starting.
In the starting lineup?
I might be... Yeah, he started last night.
Okay.
Peyton is their sixth man. They want to keep him as the sixth man.
They don't
like
want to change it up?
No.
Okay.
It's Derek White, Anthony Simons, Jaylen Brown, Sam Hauser, and I don't know how to say their center's last name.
Okay. Is Taco Fall still there?
Taco Fall is not on that roster.
Is Brian Scalabrine still on that roster?
Brian Scalabrine's calling games on NBC.
Okay, just checking.
It's a very unique, like, why is this
I'd
a
probably
prop bet?
lean betting sign. Like, if I'm interested in making money, if there's a rooting interest, I'm rooting for Shaedon Sharpe to win that bet. But if I'm wanting to win the bet, I'd lean Anthony Simons.
Yeah, but what team's going to need that guy to score more?
I'm not.
Portland.
I know they're going to need him to score more, but it doesn't mean he's going to. Like, what's Anthony Simons going to average this year in your mind? What is he in line? Because he was bad
21.
Last year and he averaged 19 a game.
21.
So is he bad again this year? Is he better this year?
I think he's a little better.
There's more help around him. There's less pressure on him offensively. The system is better.
The system's going to be better.
I wouldn't be surprised if he has a better year and he averages 21 a game. Can Shaedon Sharpe average 22 points per game?
Yeah, if you can average 18, you can average two more buckets.
Will he average 22 points per game?
I think he's going to get the shots. That's the thing.
Will?
I'm not saying Ant doesn't matter to Boston. Look at us debating
Look
Celtics
at you.
Blazers.
We get a preseason
Dodgers
Blazer
Spurs.
Game tonight.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think they're in Salt Lake City tonight.
I didn't look at the schedule. I'm so
I think this is the last one. I think it's the last preseason game.
Nobody cares about
I will
preseason.
Not be watching a second of that game tonight.
I probably won't either. They really need him to be a 20-point per game guy. Not that Boston doesn't need that for man. It just feels a little more dire on the Portland end.
Somebody said Abby Chin last night said that Anthony Simons will be coming off the bench.
He started last night.
Wow. We've started guys in the preseason. Shaedon Sharpe started our preseason game.
I watched
Danny Avdia came off the bench for us in a preseason game.
Here's a fun fact.
Does that mean he's coming off the bench?
I also caught former coworker of mine, Abby Chin, doing a live stand-up.
Yeah.
My wife commentated on her shirt.
Oh, good shirt.
She didn't like the shirt.
Didn't like the shirt.
She says he's kind of more for an older lady.
Okay.
But Abby Chin's delightful. She's a friend of the program. I worked with her once upon a time. Caught one of her stand-ups. That wasn't one of them. So I guess I missed that note.
You missed that stand-up. I remember doing a segment in the offseason that they wanted to give that role to Pritchard because I thought he had earned it, but I don't follow Celtics basketball.
But I can kind of understand them also thinking, you won sixth man of the year.
Yeah, let's not shake it up a little bit.
You could be our Ginobili.
Did you see Malcolm Brogdon retired yesterday?
I did see that. Yeah. You know what?
Blazer legend, Malcolm Brogdon.
You may have slightly overpaid by some people's estimation. Joe made the right move.
Oh, without a doubt. He shouldn't have been here for that entire year to begin with.
Okay.
All right. Well,
just giving the Crone Zone some credit.
That was a nice trade. Brogdon retired 1 year later, and who did they get with that draft pick? Did they take a guard? Who was the guard they took? They took a guard. I remember that. I can't remember the name, though. Can't tell you the last
time. They got Denny Avdia. What are you highlighting away from?
I know. I'm just asking, who was that 14th pick or whatever pick that was?
Didn't that end up being the clinger?
Bub? Was it Bub Carrington? No, the pick we traded because we got it was Brogdon and a first for Denny Avdia.
Yeah.
We traded a first round pick. Was it Bub Carrington?
The number 14.
Am I bigger on my basketball now? Is NBA Dirt back right now? Am I having a moment?
I'm glad you're having a moment.
Is NBA
Dirt
back?
Yeah, they ended up drafting Bub with that.
Yeah, Bub Washington. Carrington. I remember that.
He had a nice little rookie from
Did he? Okay. So they got a rookie out of it, and that's what Washington wanted because they're tanking. Mm. Even though it didn't get him Cooper Flagg. There you go. That's how much excitement there is for the NLCS. We chose to talk Blazer preseason basketball instead.
Well, which is your excitement there?
No, I got nothing. I got nothing. I'm not.
You said the Dodgers feel inevitable.
They are inevitable. I think to win the entire thing, they're definitely inevitable. To win this series, and if I end up being the Sprague to the Mariners, to the Dodgers, there, I will be happy because it would mean that the Dodgers are eliminated, but unfortunately, I don't think that voodoo magic works on them.
Mm.
That game starts at 3 o'clock today, and then you get Mariners and Blue Jays at 5:30. So you might end up with a double whammy going on. Same time situation tonight.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, let's close it up. Poll questions to answer. Thursday Night Football. Wrap it up next. 105.1 FM, The Fam. Well, the latest intel might get you fired up, because that latest intel from Pete Nakos, who looks like he's four, but he's an insider for On3.
He honestly looks like a high school. He looks like Shams.
Looks like he just graduated from high school. But he knows what he's doing. He's really, really well plugged in, and he's had some big breaking news bits. He had a recent hot board coaching search for Oregon State.
Yeah.
Who's on your hot board?
Mm-hmm.
One of the names near the top of the list. Ed Orgeron.
Go Tigers. Go Beaver.
I would hire him in a second.
Oh, we love the Beaver.
Talk about bringing juice back to the program. Talk about a guy who could get donors excited. Talk about a guy who could win a press conference, who could clearly recruit. He recruited everywhere he's gone.
Mm.
Now, this is a different landscape than recruiting at USC or LSU. There's no doubt about that. If Ed Orgeron wants the job and you got somebody with head coaching experience who's jonesing to get back into it, I would make that hire in a second.
Mm. It gets people excited. I don't know if it's still a good hire.
I don't know if it is either. I don't know if any of them are a good hire. I have no clue. Okay, yeah. Is Brett Vegan a good hire?
I don't know. I think the tough part here is just like how it ended for Edo.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to face those questions.
Yeah. And he'll say, I won a national championship. So I know it didn't end well, but I won a national title.
You had resources for LSU. Look at your talent.
Well, your goal at Oregon State is not to win a national title.
No.
Can you win eight games?
Can that you be win eight ceiling? Games when you don't have the resources? I think it's a very fair question to ask about Ed Orgeron. Was there X's and O's stuff about him that left you like he had Aranda?
No, nothing at all.
He had Joe Brady.
Yep.
He had Joe Burrow.
You know
he
what
had
that tells me?
Jefferson, Jamar Chase.
That tells me he can find and identify talent.
No, he can.
And then he can hire a good staff around him.
God, could you imagine Scott Barnes interviewing Ed Orgeron?
I just, from the entertainment standpoint alone, can we get them at least entertaining again? I don't know if the new coach is going to win, but I want a reason to talk about them and care about them, and that accomplishes two of the goals right there.
I'll put that as a poll question. Would Oregon State fan, would that get you excited hiring Ed Orgeron?
That's a decent name, at least.
That's a great name.
And it's not like it's a guy, it's not like when North Carolina hired Mack Brown and his title was like 17 years ago. This guy, I mean, that was what year did LSU win it? 2019? Was that their title? It was 6 years ago. It's not even that long ago.
Yeah, what year is it for Herbert? So, yes.
That was Herbert's, yes. Yeah, that's So it's not like it was ancient history. That would get me going. Ryan Grubb is another name that I would love to flirt with. I don't know if he's interested in you at all,
he's
if
tough
he would
too.
Take that job. But
good offensive mind.
Yeah, no doubt.
Didn't work for whatever reason for him in Seattle.
Yeah. NFL game's different than
he's
college.
He's never been a head guy.
Never been a head coach before.
There's a little bit of nervousness about that. Also, his track record away from DeBoer, it's not big. It's not great either.
No, you're not wrong.
He had a thing this week where he was talking about rivalries, and he said, because he was asked about
Alabama-Tennessee is a big
Tennessee.
Rivalry.
Yeah,
third Saturday in October.
I actually thought he was right on this. He goes, I thought a Georgia-Bama game was a pretty big rivalry, but yeah, man, it's kind of cool being here. Every game seems to become a rivalry when you're coaching at Alabama.
Because they played him for 120 years. It's always
yeah,
the third
wrong.
Saturday in October.
I feel like it's a rivalry when they play Florida. I feel like it's a rivalry when they play Georgia. Like, all of these games become rivalries when you become that stature.
Give me Ed Orgeron, dude. I'd take it. If your team loses a game that you attend, do you walk away feeling like a jinx? 53% of you say yes, you do. Is there a pucker factor in Soto Mojo right now? 80% of you say yes. And early on, who will average more points this year, Ant Simons or Shaedon Sharpe? Shaedon Sharpe winning. Not surprising there. That'll do it for us. Mariner fans,
luck.
Good luck.
Hopefully Castillo doesn't ruin this thing for you guys. Remember, I'm not on the bump today.
I think he's thrown 10 innings against the Blue Jays this year, and he's given up 10 earned runs. I also did not...
Yowzers.
Did Scherzer pitch in the ALDS?
No.
Okay, because I...
We have two colors Scherzer on the mound?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I didn't know he was on the Blue Jays. When did that happen?
Sometime during the regular season when we weren't watching.
I'd imagine, right? That had to happen in the regular season. I saw him as a listed starter, and I was like, wait, what?
Playoff baseball,
baby. Did I
miss
that? Scherzer?
We learned so much.
You got Psycho Scherzer on the hill tonight for the Blue Jays. Good luck tonight, Mariner fans, in Game 4. Luke Anderson will be up there live in Seattle doing the happy hour later on this afternoon.
Yes, he will be.
Right here on The Fan. That will do it for us tomorrow. Big Football Friday today. Josh Pate was great. Great connection. Great conversation. Go find that 1051thefan.com. 1051thefan on Twitter, @Sprague on Twitter. Here as soon as we are done. We will talk to you tomorrow for a Football Friday. The firm of Harrison Moring is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.